ready for item number three. The board meeting of May 23rd.
I move that we approve the minutes of the regular board meeting from May 23rd, 2022.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Souter, a second by Mrs. Nordahl to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of May 23rd. Are there any additions, corrections, or amendments to those minutes as posted? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
The opposed? The motion passes. Thank you. Item number four this evening is communication. I would report that we had a very small list of communications since our last meeting on the 23rd. The 23rd seems as if it was not that long ago. However, it was a three-week span. We received communications that I acknowledged from Cambria Miller, Carrie Bauman, and Mark Savard. Board members, did you receive any other communications that we need to acknowledge this evening?
I received communication from Vinny Shomo regarding a topic for a future extracurricular committee meeting, which we will add to a future meeting agenda.
Thank you, Mrs. Nordahl. Are there any other communications? Mrs. Van Meer, did the district office receive any communications addressed to the board? You are muted.
No, I have not. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Item number five this evening is open discussion. We will first hear from board members with comments that you would like to make to our public and to your fellow board members in this topic of open discussion this evening. Then we will turn to our audience to see if there are any folks who would like to address the board in open discussion. Board members, have you any comments or open discussion items this evening?
I do. I wanted to mention a couple of activities over this past week during the final week of the school year that I had the privilege to participate in. Two of these events were attended by multiple board members. That includes the graduation ceremony on Sunday, June 5th, as well as the meet and greet event our new superintendent, Brett Stoeslund, which occurred on the afternoon of Thursday, June 9th. In addition, I just wanted to call out the Wednesday morning, June 8th, faculty and staff recognition breakfast for employee years of service. I was able to attend and celebrate along with other faculty and staff members the milestones and the retirement of several of our staff members. And I thought, considering the significant contributions of that staff, that I would read through the years of service and those recognized. With 5 years of service, there was Zach Higginbotham, Mary McCormick, Tara Mikey, Sue Tischler, Robin Warecki, and Mark Tesno. With 10 years of service in the district, Andrew Moore, Emily Salm, and Tina Van Meer. 20 years of service, both Evelyn Eckhart and Andy Hallett. With 25 years of service, and here in the room today is Karen Krause. 30 years of service, Iva Grassi and Sue Ann Maroney. And 40 years of service, Rick Kell and Joe Korn. The retirement class of 2022 include Dwayne Brown with 8 years of service, Arba LeClaire, 19 years of service, Laura Van Dries with 33 years of service, and Tina Van Meer with 10 years of service. I also want to take a moment to thank Carla Marr and the kitchen staff for the delicious breakfast. It was wonderful. The other event that I participated in last week was the June 10th middle school picnic at Peninsula State Park. I was able to serve a lot of hot dogs and popsicles to the middle school students. And there were great activities on a beautiful day set up for all the students, including a volleyball tournament. They also had henna tattoos, bracelet making, a lot of water fights, which wasn't necessarily a planned activity, but they had a lot of fun with nonetheless. That event was followed by an eighth grade graduation ceremony and then an eighth grade outing to PC Junction and the drive-in for the movie that evening, thanks to Andy and Angie Hallett, who coordinated those events for the eighth graders. And thanks also to Jim and Chelsea and others who I'm sure on the last day of school wasn't the first thing you wanted to do was go to another ceremony, but we really appreciated it. And it was very, very nicely done in honor of our eighth grade graduates. So as I mentioned, two other big events this last week were the graduation ceremony and the meet and greet. And since I was not the sole board member, I guess I'll turn to others if they want to have comments with regard to those events.
Yeah, as one of the board attendees at the graduation ceremony, it was, you know, last year we had a ceremony, it was outdoors at the football field. And this year we were able to return to our previous protocol of having it inside the auditorium. So it was a beautiful day outside, but it was nice to have, again, some sense of normalcy back into our lives. I know these students have been through a lot the last 3 years, you know, with the construction of the, or their last 4 years of high school, with the construction of the IMC, and then they were back in it for about a month, and then they were out of school because of the pandemic. And I'm just proud of all these young individuals that, you know, they stuck it out and that they can were graduates up on that stage. So it's a great group of young individuals, and I think they will do well. And I know they will do well in the future. And I'm proud to be known that they're graduates of Gibraltar. So thank you.
Mrs. Nordahl, thank you very much for reading the years of service. I also was going to make mention of that. We are fortunate to have a growing veteran staff and faculty. We look at the years of service of these folks that were recognized, and we know that we have many years. If we were to add them together, hundreds of years of experience on our faculty and staff, and that is all to the advantage of our children. Thank you for acknowledging them in your reading of those lists. Are there any other comments from board members on open discussion this evening?
Yes, over the last couple of weeks, I've had several parents approach me about school safety, especially in light of the school shootings that have taken place in the not too distant past. And I'd like to bring up an open session where parents can hear us talking about it. I think at a future meeting, we need to discuss potentially forming an ad hoc committee, reviewing safety at our school and reviewing some of the policies. You're gonna hear a report from the maintenance committee later today about a discussion we had regarding windows in the school. I think as a board, we need to just look into this a little bit more and just make sure we're doing everything we should and can do.
Thank you, Mr. Schwab. Your recommendation to our consideration of an ad hoc committee on this topic is a pathway that we can seek. We will have conversation about how to formalize a broad conversation with our parents and community on school safety. It's timely, it's necessary, and it's in good practice for us. Thank you for bringing that to our attention this evening.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Let us turn to our audience. Are there any persons present who would wish to address the board this evening?
Cypher, can I just make a comment?
Please do. Thank you, Mrs.
I want to thank the elementary staff. I want to thank the elementary staff for all the hard work and dedication this past year as I started in a new position and their willingness to work with me and grow with me. And I also want to thank them for a wonderful last day of school. We did an elementary picnic. It was nice to get back to some, as Don said, some sense of normalcy. And the specials teachers stepped up and planned a very well-organized afternoon of activities. And I even stepped out of my comfort zone and played kickball. And I did not fall. I did not hurt myself. So I was happy that I survived that. But it was nice to be part of that team again with that, with those staff members, and to hear the kids cheering for the teams. And it was just a nice day to walk around and just enjoy the laughter that I heard and the encouragement that I heard, and just a wonderful staff that we have and wonderful students and parents. So
thank you, Mrs. Wayne. Is there any person who would like to address the board this evening? Mrs. Van Meer, I see no hands raised, no chats. We will invite any person who wishes to talk about an agenda item later in our meeting to address the board at that time, if they wish. We'll move to item number 6 this evening, which are committee reports. I'll make the Student Learning Committee report. A week ago, we had the opportunity to hear Brooke Petrie and Chelsea Roberts speak to student learning. They led a wonderful committee forum on three topics: trauma sensitivity training, social emotional learning, and mental health services. Mrs. Wing and Mrs. Van Meer explained contacts they have made with CESA 7 to obtain professional development training prior to the beginning of school next fall. Mrs. Wing will provide more information on this topic later in our agenda this evening. Also at that meeting, Mrs. Lindeberg explained, our driver's education instructor, explained changes in driver's education that have been taking place in Wisconsin over the past several years. Several of these are legislative, and the state's trending towards driver training rather than driver education. One of the significant changes is allowing children aged 15 to obtain a permit and be eligible for driver training. In our school, this means we will have sophomores and freshmen students queuing up for driver's ed next fall. This presents us with a logistical issue in that we have one teacher in the district certified in driver education. She is unique in our district, in the way in which she's conducted driver's education for decades, training successful students to be drivers in our community. There are no subs in driver's ed. When Mrs. Lindeberg is absent, we are a brick. There are no graduates coming out of college in driver's education. There are only two schools in the state that have driver's ed training, Whitewater and Stout, and there were no grads this year. Driver training is the trending for driver education. We remain committed to our program of driver's education and to our parents and children to have that improved education rather than just behind the wheel training. Mrs. Lindeberg will continue to work with our children next year. She has a system in which she has queuing the oldest children first for entry into the program, but we have a set number of children that we can service next year. We will continue to learn more about this at our next meeting this month, and at that time we'll have a recommendation of a from our committee with regard to a device that we can use to assist Mrs. Lindeberg in driver's education. It's a program that we're proud of, a program that probably has a limited number of years in our district. Partly that will be Mrs. Lindeberg's tenure. Any questions on student learning? Our policy committee met also last Monday. We considered several policies in the 2000 section of the board policy book. Due to the length of tonight's agenda, we did not bring any policy recommendations to the board. We will do so on June 27th. Any questions on policy? Questions about what? Could we hear from financial planning, please?
Financial planning met on Tuesday, May 24th. We had a light agenda. We spent time reviewing the previous meeting, including the 4.7% salary increase for all employees. We discussed teacher-based pay, broadband expansion efforts in Northern Door County, as well as the Washington, D.C. trip. We later reviewed the long-term financial plan. And with that, we agreed that we would hold a future meeting. It looks like we will need to have a joint meeting, financial planning and campus maintenance, at some time in the near future to review a few upcoming items. Any questions regarding the committee meeting for financial planning?
Thank you for cueing us to a joint meeting with campus maintenance. And it's probable, Mr. Schwab, that financial planning will have joint meetings with a variety of our committees. Anything that has to do with dollars has something to do with your committee.
We look forward to it.
Thank you for your report. Employee handbook, Mr. Schreier.
The Employee Handbook Committee met on Tuesday, May 31st at 4 p.m. Items for committee discussion included proposed amendments to the pandemic handbook and employee handbook. Discussion around the pandemic handbook led us into discussion around the previous and current state of COVID, and then a consideration of sunsetting the pandemic handbook. The committee will work towards migrating information such as optional masking from the pandemic handbook to the employee handbook. The employee handbook discussion brought up several topics for consideration. Topics such as health and dental insurance, overload pay, reimbursement for meals during a regularly scheduled contest, district calendar planning, and employee PTO cash out options. Several drafts of proposed communication will be brought forth at the next employee handbook committee meeting, which is tomorrow, June 14th at 4 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Schreier. Any questions of his report? May we hear from campus maintenance, please?
Good evening. Yes, campus maintenance met last Tuesday. We looked at the items mostly that had been covered or had covered at our last meeting, which was dealt mainly with the auditorium. Mr. Warner gave us an update on the projects that had been completed mostly in-house there. Some of the exceptions being the roof, which we hopefully now is no longer leaking and will continue not to leak for some period of time. We also discussed an update on the tennis courts. This has been a topic that's been going on for years. We've had some individuals from the community come forth with some interest in updating or resurfacing the courts there. Mrs. Winker was at the meeting and brought it to our attention, and I, as a board member, was unaware of this, that how often those courts are used by the physical education curriculum. They spend quite a bit of time out there, and tennis is one of the items that they do have on their curriculum for the PE program. So she was able to submit to the committee just a rough sketch proposed drawing of what she would like to see that area become. There would be some tennis courts out there, obviously, pickleball courts, basketball court, shuffleboard, and as four square areas as well. So that all being said, this is all contingent upon a land swap or land exchange with the park. There's currently an area out there that was previously used as the shot put area that we would exchange with the park for the area where the tennis courts are currently located. So like I said, until that aspect of this is ironed out, the rest of this is speculation, but just to give a committee and the community an idea of the status of that. And like I said, there's been considerable interest from the community in this project, and we believe some options for, or some opportunities for some fundraising for this project from the community as well. We also discussed the school garden. Vinnie Shomo and Eric Warner were present and gave us some ideas on how this could be a very low cost, low maintenance learning project for the students. One of the ideas that they came with were, instead of doing raised gardens or raised beds out there, that we could do bucket planters. Mr. Warner has several of those at his home, and he believes that's the way to go in that area, just because of the low cost to initiate this and the maintenance aspect of it. We also had some discussion some beginning discussion on potential construction projects that, as the campus maintenance committee, we need to be looking at as these come up on the horizon. We also received an update from Mr. Warner on some of the long-term maintenance planning, the 3 to 5 year plan that we have. One of the items that you'll see later on the agenda here was emergency eyewash stations, which I know Mrs. Vandermeer is very proud of, that this is finally coming to fruition. But on a more serious note, and this is what prompted Mr. Schwab's mention of a co-meeting between the Financial Planning Committee and the Campus Maintenance Committee, is that it was brought to our attention that some of the windows and some of the classrooms are inoperable. So this obviously raises some safety concern issues that we feel need to be addressed immediately. So we will be meeting as joint committees to address this issue and to come up with a plan of action on this. Are there any questions of the committee at this point?
I have a clarification question about the land swap with the park. So where the tennis courts are is currently property?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So we would be trading some area that would be in the northeast section off of the football field. That was the shot put area, in exchange for the area where the tennis courts are.
Responsibility for the ongoing upkeep of the tennis courts. Part of that, then the school would own that land and the tennis courts and have the responsibility for ongoing upkeep.
Yes, that is correct. Any other questions?
To Mrs. Nordahl's question, the boundary cuts across the tennis courts. About two-thirds of them are in the school district, and about a third of them are in the state park. This has been a long-standing conversation with the DNR with regard to how do we maintain, and we are allowed under the agreement to maintain but not replace. That's what leads to the discussion of a land swap that could give us title to the area that the tennis courts lay on. Any other questions? Any questions for Mr. Helm? Quite a lengthy committee report this evening, committees. Well done.
Thank you.
We'll move to item number 7 this evening, to hear description of trauma sensitivity training as part of comprehensive mental health model.
So as you know, the students who walk through our doors have varying life experiences. Some students come from stable homes, while others not so stable homes. Some students have experienced little trauma, while other students have experienced significant trauma. The past year, we have seen a significant increase in students who struggle with mental health concerns and who have experienced trauma. Teaching students who experience trauma can be challenging for teachers. The administrative team and school counselors have been discussing the need for bringing trauma sensitivity training to help equip our teachers. Traditionally, the last week of August has been set aside for staff development. This time is known as August Academy. During this time, the administration sets up staff PD, which focuses on district initiatives for the upcoming school year. During the 2022 August Academy, we have secured Dr. Marcy Waldorn Kuhn from CESA 7 to provide trauma sensitivity training. She will work to support us during the school year as we implement this training. We also will be working with Dr. Kuhn, to be part of the comprehensive mental health model, which focuses on student wellness by focusing on PBIS initiatives, by focusing on social emotional learning, focusing on a comprehensive school counseling model, mental health framework, and then of course the trauma sensitive schools. So the plan moving forward for this school year is to become part of this comprehensive model implementation for the 22-23 school year when we work with CESA 7. We will take a look at our vision, what are our needs, then we will look at data, set some goals, and this is going to be, and then develop multi-level and layers of student supports to help students with emotional and mental health needs. So this is not just a one and done. This is the trauma sensitive training will be that beginning. Each staff development that we have during the school year will be focused on looking at social emotional learning, trauma sensitive, anything that we feel that we need to help give give tools to our teachers to help support students who have experienced this trauma, who are in crisis, and also to take a look at the social emotional well-being of our teachers as well. So we have a busy year. It's an exciting year. I have been personally through this training and am excited that we're looking at doing this to help our students further.
Thank you, Mrs. Wayne. Board members, do you have any questions with regard to our planning for next August Academy? Mrs. Wing, I heard you. I think I heard you comment that this would be school-wide. It would be all staff.
Yes, it will be K or pre-K, 12.
Okay, and will it also include support staff and bus drivers and all other employees?
Yep. So our goal is we have multiple levels of engagement with students from different people across the building. So it would be very advantageous for us, yes, to include everybody in this training.
Wonderful. And will this be an annual training and retraining opportunity?
Yes. This is something, and like I said, it's not a one and done. It's something that continues. And you know, as best practices come up, that's when that is discussed during this training as well. Refreshers always are helpful for everybody. And then especially as we get new staff, the big thing is getting, you know, a school-wide, a district-wide plan in place that we're using common language and we're all working together for that same thing. So that training needs to be ongoing in order for that to happen.
Thank you. Any other questions from board members? Mrs. Van Meer, are any hands raised? I see none also. Mrs. Wing, thank you for the report. We look forward to hearing updates on the preparation for our August Academy and our trauma sensitivity training for all staff. Item number 8 this evening is to approve purchase and installation of emergency eyewash stations in the middle school and high school science rooms. Mrs. Van Meer.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. I'm so excited to bring this to the board. I told Eric he needed to get this done and in place before I left as superintendent because I've been trying to get it done for several years now. It is a safety concern and legally we are compliant right now. So I want the board to know that we are grandfathered in the way we have them structured. But just being compliant and grandfathered in doesn't mean that it's the best thing for us to be. We want to make sure we've upgraded so we are providing a safe learning environment for our students. I'm not sure if Eric Warner is in the audience tonight. I'm not seeing him on the Zoom. Is he in the audience?
Nope.
Oh, okay. So I was going to get ready to present without you, Eric, but I'm glad you're there because you're going to do a much better job. So I will let Eric take over and share with you both of the bids and the recommendation that we have moving forward. Eric?
All right. Well, hello, everyone. Thanks for having me. And I'm going to start off with explaining what our eyewash stations and showers look like right now. In the middle school science room, we have just an eyewash station. In middle school, the chemicals that the kids are using are not, by law, you wouldn't have to have a shower. So we have which is original to that room. One thing, and this goes with all the showers and eyewash stations, is they're just cold water. Well, back when these were installed, it was okay to have just cold water. Well, you're supposed to put your eyes under those for a certain amount of time or stand under a shower for a certain amount of time. And if it's just cold water, you could freeze your eyeballs out. I mean, it's, you know, so now they're calling for mixing bulbs where they're running hot water and the water's mixed and it comes out at a certain time. Another issue we had with one of our showers, and this has gone on since I've worked here. I've been the one testing the emergency showers and eyewash stations to make sure they're operable. And one of the issues that I've had since I've been here is the shower in the chemistry, high school chemistry room, doesn't have a floor drain. When you're trying to test a shower, it makes a mess. You're supposed to, if something happens where you get chemicals on your body, you're supposed to get under those showers for a minimum of 15 minutes. You'd have 5 inches of water on the floor. I mean, it would be, I basically, you know, put them into a 5 gallon bucket to make sure that there's water and it's working. But if you really needed it, it's going to be a flood. So that being said, I got two quotes, one from Johnson and Jonette and the second one from Eagle Mechanical, for the, disassembly and reassembly of, one emergency eyewash station in the middle school science room and one shower and emergency eyewash station in the high school chemistry and high school biology. Both of these companies sent in these quotes. As the school district, we've worked with both of these companies before. Johnson and Jonette were here when they did this IMC and redid a lot of the plumbing in this. And I did speak with the gentleman that came to look and do these quotes, and he actually had some of the records left over from when they had our hallways ripped up, where our drain pipes and everything run. That being said, we're going to have to cut the floor in the high school biology room in order to put that floor drain in and tie it into an existing drain that's in the floor. Eagle Mechanical, obviously, they are a plumbing company. They can do the same, but my recommendation would be going with the Johnson and Jonette quote. It is a significantly more money, but they know what they're getting into when they rip into that floor. They were just in there a couple of years ago when they had the hallway opened up for the construction. So and any questions you might have before you guys can talk about it.
Eric, is the diagram on the second page, I'll call it S19. There's a yellow diagram of a shower and eyewash station. Is that what it will look like?
Correct. The one of those will be in the high school chemistry and high school biology. It's a combo. So it has the eyewash station down below and the shower coming from above.
Okay. Then we'll anticipate the drain is directly below.
Yes, where the shower hangs off is right below that. Correct.
Very good. Is there a curtain or anything around that shower that eliminates splash?
There is not, but in case of emergency, you wouldn't want anything in the way hindering your, you want to get under that shower as fast as possible. That's why they say close and all.
Okay, thank you.
Eric, I'm sorry, Steve, I just had one to clarify for the board. Eric, isn't it true that the Johnson and Jonette quote includes the finished flooring, whereas the second bid does not include, Eagle does not include the finished floor?
No, so they're both going to be on the Johnson and Jonette. When I read the orders or whatever for work, they said concrete cut and patch, and then finished flooring. The Eagle Mechanical just has the concrete being replaced. They didn't have they asked me if I would be able to put tile back in, because they don't do.
Okay.
Part of it. So that's the only difference between these two.
If we're talking dollars, Eric, what you're recommending from J&J is $25,485. Are you also recommending the option of the mixing valve?
That quote, the $25,485, comes with the mixing valve. Okay. The $1,240 that you're seeing as an add-on is just for a stainless steel box to cover up that mixing valve. No, we do not need the stainless steel box. Okay. So the mixing valve would be mounted on the wall directly behind the shower. We don't need to, we can cover it with something, and it's high enough on the wall where nobody's going to be able to touch it anyway. So I would not be buying that mixing valve box. So that would just, that's an add-on that if we wanted it.
Board members, other questions? I'll continue. Eric, your recommendation for the 25 is based upon J&J's experience with the mechanical replacement of the cement work and floor. Eagle's recommendation for, or proposal for, $16,495 appears to be side by side, looking like the same equipment. But your consideration is their experience in our house and their experience in the floor replacement.
That's correct, yes.
And the schedule for this will be complete by the beginning of school in August?
Yes, sir.
Other questions, board members? Any questions, board members?
Do you have a rough estimate of what, if you guys replaced the floor, that would, any thoughts on what we would be seeing on top of?
If maintenance?
If maintenance or somebody else was, would you hire that out to?
All depends how much they have to rip out. I'm not sure on how big of an area they're going to have to cut the concrete out of, and matching that. I do have the tile here on site, so we wouldn't have to purchase any of the matching tile. We have that already. So depending if it's a half a room or if it's just like, if it's a few tiles, absolutely, I could do it. I'm not going to know that until they start finding where that drain pipe is.
And that would be incremental to the Eagle proposal, but not the J&J.
Johnson. Right. So the Johnson and Jonette would take care of everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did they point to where the drain might be, picturing the biology room and where this eyewash station would be? Are we looking to the next restroom drainage?
No, so right inside the biology room itself, there, where the pipes came out into the hallway where they were when they had this ripped out a couple of years ago, ran into the biology room. So they kind of know which way they're running. If you walk into the biology room right now, you can see a little lump on the floor where there once was a lab table before that renovation was done. And that is part of the drain pipe that's right there. So they would just go to that area, dig it out and see if they can't tie into that.
This sounds a little bit like a home improvement project that could have costs that we will encumber when we find the mysteries in the wall.
That is correct. I know that when I did speak with Eagle Mechanical, he wasn't sure what size drain pipe was under there. I don't know either. I've never been in there. The gentleman from Johnson and Jonette pretty much was, yeah, that's a 4-inch. And he felt like he knew more about what was under there. Not saying that persuaded me either way, because obviously with any big project, there's always those unknowns that they could run into. That's what helped me persuade this recommendation.
Thank you. Are there any persons who wish to ask questions from our public or audience with regard to this project? I see no hands. Board members, are we moved to make a motion to approve this?
I move to accept the proposal from Johnson and Jonette for the addition or for the purchase and installation of emergency eyewash stations in the middle school and high school science rooms at the proposed price of $25,485.
I did not hear a second.
I had a second.
Mrs. Nordahl, thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Helm, a second by Mrs. Nordahl to improve the purchase and installation of emergency eyewash stations in the middle school and high school from the Johnson and Jonette Mechanical Contractors at a price of $25,485. Is there any conversation amongst the board on this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion passes. Mrs. Van Meer, put a pat on your shoulder. It's been a long while of your working.
I'm so excited. Thank you, board, for your support of this project. Like I said, legally we are okay, but legally doesn't make it okay. So this is going to be so much more safe for our kids. And in the event of emergency, we'll be prepared. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I washed with a drain. Wow.
Woo! We're stepping up.
Item number 9 this evening is to approve resignations from employment.
Yes, I have several resignations, Dr. Seifer. So what I thought is, could I just go one at a time and have the board make the motions as I go along?
Please do.
Okay. I'm going to begin with a resignation from the Gibraltar Boys basketball JV2 coach by Travis Ward. As you know, we just hired Travis to be our head coach. So it makes sense that he needs to resign from JV2 so we can hire a new one.
I move to accept the resignation of Travis Ward from his position as JV2 basketball coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Nordahl, a second by Mr. Schreier to approve the resignation of Travis Ward as JV2 basketball coach. Any questions or concerns on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The opposed? Mr. Ward is resigned.
But not out of work.
No. We look forward to his being a very successful head basketball coach.
Yeah. The second resignation I have tonight is from Sue Ann Maroney. She has spent the past 14 years being our middle school girls seventh grade volleyball coach. And she is resigning at this time. So we're looking for board approval. And Sue Ann Maroney, I thank you so much for your time with our girls.
I move to accept the resignation of Sue Ann Maroney as middle school seventh grade volleyball coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Nordahl, a second by Mrs. Schreier to accept the resignation of Sue Ann Maroney as the middle school seventh grade girls volleyball coach. Any questions or concerns regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye. 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 Opposed? Thank you, Sue Ann, for your work. It's been a long while. You've been our middle school girls volleyball coach. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Our next resignation is from Paula Desitel. And Paula has been the eighth grade middle school volleyball coach for, I think, almost as long as Sue Ann, very close to the 14 years. So she is resigning. I know she, as well as Sue Ann, are going to miss it, but have offered their assistance to the new volleyball coach. So we appreciate that help. And for all their service, but Paula Desitel is resigning as our eighth grade middle school volleyball coach.
To accept the resignation of Paula Desitel as eighth grade middle school girls volleyball coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Nordahl, a second by Mr. Schreier to approve the resignation of Paula Desitel as the middle school eighth grade girls volleyball coach. Any questions or concerns regarding the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? For years, we watched Mrs. Maroney and Mrs. Desitel together, 1 7th and 8th grade, working with the middle school girls volleyball. We greatly appreciate their work. Mrs. Van Meer.
Yes. And for our next resignation, we have a resignation from Andrew Purring. He's been with our district for 2 years and is moving on to pursue future opportunities. And as such, he is resigning from the position as assistant soccer coach, as well as a non-certified aide.
I move to accept the resignation of Andrew Curry as the assistant soccer coach and non-certified aide.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Souter, a second by Mr. Schreier to approve the resignation of Andrew Prine from the assistant soccer and a non-certified aide position. Are there any questions or concerns regarding the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. This is Van Meer.
Yes, our next resignation comes from Joy Bastian. She has been with the district as a coach since 2008. She is resigning from head cross country coach, middle school cross country coach, head high school boys track, head school boys track and field coach. I want to thank her for all her years of service. And for the board, just so you're aware, Mr. DeBrew and Mrs. Tank are reviewing those positions. We have some postings that we are clear on. Other postings we're going to discuss and bring them back to the board at a later date. So you're accepting the resignation from head cross country coach, middle school cross country coach, and head high school boys track and field coach.
I move to accept the resignation of Joy Bastian as the head cross country coach, the middle school cross country coach, and the head high school boys track and field coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Nordahl, a second by Mr. Schreier to accept the resignation of Joy Bastian as head high school cross country, middle school cross country, and head boys high school track coach. Any questions or concerns regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We've watched Mrs. Bastian's work with our cross-country runners. with our track team over time. Really appreciate the leadership she's given to these runners and track and field athletes. She's contributed greatly to our programs. We thank her. Mrs. Van Meer.
Yes, and we will not see a posting for this next position either, because we already put a posting out so we could capture this one. But we do have a resignation from Robert Kabbalah, who is currently a bus driver with us, and he's been a bus driver for a few years. He's been a wonderful addition to our transportation team, and we will miss him, and we thank him greatly for his service.
I move to approve the resignation of Robert Kabbalah as bus driver.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schreier, a second by Mrs. Sauter, to approve the resignation of Robert Kabbalah as a bus driver. Are there any questions or concerns regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The opposed? The motion passes. It's with thanks that we say to any driver who leaves us, thank you for driving. Finding drivers is difficult. Finding good drivers is harder. We appreciate the work of all of our drivers. We wish him well in his future.
Thank you. And our final resignation came at the last minute, at the 12th hour. Katie Wilson, who is our third grade multi-age teacher, she recently is the proud mother of a young little girl, and she wishes to spend more time at home with her daughter. And I appreciate that, respect that, and very regretfully say goodbye to her. She's been a wonderful addition to our Gibraltar Elementary team, and she will be sadly missed. She did hint around that maybe she might come back part-time or a little bit as a substitute teacher, and hopefully she will return to teaching in the future. And I look forward to seeing that happen, because she's meant to be in the profession. So I'm sad about this, but I completely understand putting your family first and your new little one. So congratulations to her.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow is right.
If we don't have a motion.
Can we keep her?
Can we keep her?
I'd like to keep her. I just think I would say to the future, our admin team and our future superintendent, just, you know what, keep an eye on her and make sure you let her know she's welcome and we want her back. So I guess that's all I could say about that.
Is there a motion?
I move to accept the resignation of Katie Wilson as our third grade multi-age teacher.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Sauter, a second by Mr. Schreier, to approve the resignation of Katie Wilson as our third grade multi-age teacher. Are there any questions or concerns regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Mrs. Van Meer, as you've said, we recognize motherhood has its draws. We wish her well, her and her child very well, but we'll miss Katie as a teacher.
Very much. Thank you. Now, Dr. Cipher, you're going to go through several postings. Just, I want the board to keep in mind that if you don't see a posting on something that we just had a resignation for, understand there's reasons behind the scenes and we might be working towards something else that we bring to you at a later date. But the postings that you see represent what we believe we need to hire moving forward into the next school year.
Thank you. Item number 10 this evening is to approve posting for a JV2 boys basketball coach. Is there a motion to post?
I move that we post for a JV2 boys basketball coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Sauter, a second by Mr. Schwab, to approve posting for a JV2 boys basketball coach. Are there any questions regarding the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
The opposed? The motion passes. We will post. As we read through these with some speed, we'll maybe be very clear that we're posting accurately. But we've been around the horn a little bit to talk about these positions, so we may not spend much time. Item number 11 is to approve posting of a seventh grade middle school volleyball coach.
I move that we post for a seventh grade middle school volleyball coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Sauter, a second by Mr. Schwab to approve posting for seventh grade middle school volleyball coach. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The opposed? The motion passes. Item number 12, to approve posting for eighth grade middle school volleyball coach.
I move that we post for an eighth grade middle school volleyball coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Sauter, a second by Mr. Schwab to approve posting for an eighth grade middle school volleyball coach. Any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Item number 13 this evening is to approve posting for an assistant boys soccer coach.
I move that we post for an assistant boys soccer coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Sauter, a second by Mr. Schwab. We have a good tandem going right now, thank you. To approve posting for an assistant boys soccer coach. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
The opposed? The motion passes. Item number 14 is to approve posting for a head cross country coach.
I move that we post for a head cross country coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Sauter, a second by Mr. Schwab to approve posting for a head cross country coach. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The opposed? The motion passes. Thank you. Item number 15, to approve posting for a middle school cross-country coach.
I move that we post for a middle school cross-country coach.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Sauter, a second by Mr. Schwab to approve posting for a middle school cross-country coach. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Item number 16 this evening is to approve posting for an instructional aide.
I move that we post for an instructional aide.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Sauter, a second by Mr. Schwab to approve posting for an instructional aide. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The opposed? The motion passes. Item number 17 this evening is to approve posting for assistant cook baker. This is essential.
I move that we post for an assistant cook slash baker.
Second.
We have a motion to approve the posting for an assistant cook slash baker. Any questions? I will say that it's essential. The quality of our kitchen has been very high. We've had a quality baker for a long time. And kids know who's baking. Yes. Kids know. Those in favor.
Placement for a vacancy, just to clarify, it's not incremental. Okay. Thank you.
Those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 18 is to approve employment of elementary teachers.
Thank you.
Mrs. Van Meer?
Yes, I'm going to turn this over to Mrs. Wing. She is going to have three separate recommendations. Again, I would ask that we approve each recommendation one at a time. Mrs. Wing?
I am pleased to recommend Ms. Allison Lautenbach for hire as our new fourth grade classroom teacher. Allison has 14 years teaching experience. During her tenure, she has taught grades pre-K, second, and third grade. And in her most recent experience was the third grade through third or fifth grade related arts teacher. In this position, she taught music, art, and STEAM to all students in third through fifth grade. She was an active member of the district project Lead the Way PLC and was active in her building's PBIS committee. Allison is trained on zones of regulation, is a member of the Wisconsin Mathematics Association, as well as a member of the Door County Reading Association. In her personal statement, Allison stated, "I believe that all students can learn. They may not learn in the same way or at the same rate, but with differentiated methods and strategies, learning is possible." This statement was evident throughout her interview as she referenced differentiation and gave examples of what it looks like in her classroom. References state that Allison is highly organized and others look to her to lead and organize. Some of her colleagues state they learned organizational strategies from her. Allison is committed to meeting both the academic needs of all students, as well as to their emotional, social and emotional needs. Allison believes that building strong relationships with students is crucial to helping students experience success. The interview team was impressed with Allison's experience with differentiation, her commitment to setting high expectations for all students while also focusing on meeting their social emotional needs. I am confident that Ms. Lautenbach will do a great job and be a great addition to our teaching staff. I ask that the board approve the hiring of Ms. Allison Lautenbach as our new fourth grade classroom teacher pending a cleared background check.
I move to approve the hiring of Allison Lautenbach as our fourth grade classroom instructor.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Nordahl, a second by Mrs. Souter to approve the employment of Allison Lautenbach as our fourth grade classroom instructor. Are there any questions regarding this motion?
Should we amend that motion to include the statement that
pending a successful background check? Mrs. Eckhart.
She's clear.
It's no longer pending. Thank you, Mrs. Eckhart. And Mrs. Nordahl, thank you for clarifying the motion. And Mrs. Eckhart picked it up. So we have a motion without background check because it's been made for the employment of Allison Lautenbach as a fourth grade classroom instructor. Any questions regarding this motion? Those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We welcome Allison Lautenbach as a fourth grade teacher to our school. We look forward to working with her. Mrs. Wing.
I'm pleased to recommend Ms. Mackenzie Straub for hire as our new third grade classroom teacher. Mackenzie has 1 year of teaching experience. In her previous district, she was the 4K through second grade related arts teacher. In this position, she taught music, art, and STEAM to all students in grades 4K to second grade. She was an active member of her building leadership team and an active member of the district project Lead the Way PLC. She was also active in her building's PBIS committee. She currently holds a license for elementary early childhood education, as well as a license for early childhood English as a second language instruction. Her references state that she is creative and has a strong understanding of the learning standards and effective teaching practices. They further state that they are inspired by her teaching skills and her responsiveness, to her students, as well as her positive attitude. She is committed to meeting both the educational and social-emotional needs of all students. She is a hardworking teacher who puts students first. The interview team was impressed with Mackenzie's positive attitude, her knowledge of the learning standards, and her commitment to setting high expectations for all students, as well as meeting the social-emotional needs. I am confident that Ms. Straub will do a great job and be a great addition to our elementary teaching staff. I ask that the board approve the hiring of Ms. Mackenzie Straub as our new third grade classroom teacher, pending a cleared background check, unless it's come back already.
I move to approve the employment of Mackenzie Straub as a third grade classroom teacher, pending the return of a clear background check.
And I got a thumbs up from Evelyn that it came back and she's all set. So there's no pending.
Okay. No pending. I removed the pending from my motion. Second.
Mrs. Souter, was that your second? Thank you. We have a motion by Mr. Helm, a second by Mrs. Sauter, to approve the employment of Mackenzie Straub as our third grade classroom teacher. Any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
The opposed? The motion passes. Welcoming Mackenzie Straub back to our school is a piece of joy. We remember her well as a student. When she graduated, she was a joy to be within our school as a student. She'll be a fine teacher addition to our faculty. Mrs. Wing.
All right. I am pleased to recommend Ms. Lynn Mayville for hire as our new third grade multi-age classroom teacher. Lynn has 5 years teaching experience. During her tenure, she has taught grades pre-K and third grade. In her previous district, she taught kindergarten. Lynn has training in personalized learning, multi-age grouping and instruction, multicultural education, and early childhood development. In a personal statement, Lynn stated that since she was in kindergarten, she knew she wanted to be a teacher and never lost sight of this. She feels honored to be able to teach students. She believes in high expectations for all students. When Lynn was in high school, she worked at a camp for students with disabilities. And from that experience, she became interested in learning sign language, which she acted upon while in college. She actively engages parents in their child's school experience. She believes that all students can learn and builds a classroom where differentiation is evident. She believes that meeting the social and emotional needs of students is just as important as meeting their academic needs. References state that Lynn is a positive person who believes that building relationships with students is crucial in helping students learn and grow. She's a team player and will help others when needed, even without being asked. She is kind and compassionate. The interview team was impressed with Lynn's commitment to differentiation, to setting high expectations for students while also focusing on meeting their social and emotional needs, as well as her ability to engage students and parents in her classroom experience. I am confident that Ms. Mayville will do a great job and be a great addition to our elementary teaching staff. I ask that the board approve the hiring of Ms. Lynn Mayville as our new third grade multi-age classroom teacher, and I can definitely say pending a cleared background check.
I move to approve the hiring of Lynn Mayville as our third grade multi-age classroom teacher, pending a clear background check.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Nordahl, a second by Mr. Schwab, to approve the employment of Lynn Mayville as our third grade multi-age classroom teacher, pending a successful background check. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
The opposed? The motion passes. We welcome Ms. Mayville as a multi-age teacher to our faculty and look forward to working with her. Mrs. Wing, thank you to you and to your team for conducting interviews, selecting and recommending employees to the district. We greatly appreciate the collaborative work that you've accomplished in bringing three new teachers to our district. Item number 19 this evening is to approve the WIAA membership renewal for the 22-23 school year.
Thank you. This is an annual action item that comes to the board. What's good about this is you're approving our participation in the WIAA, but even greater, it's at no cost, because I believe in 2017, the WIAA board decided to permanently waive any type of fees for being a member. So I don't know if Mr. DeBrew has anything he wants to add, but I would strongly recommend our continued participation in the WIAA and the renewal of our membership for the 2022-2023 school year.
I only add that Gibraltar students advanced a significant monetary contribution as we follow the boys' basketball team. That's where the revenue comes from now, is tournament revenue.
Thank you, Mr. DeBrew. Mrs. Van Meer, as we look at the form of this approval, then we are looking at each dot that has been checked. And Mr. DeBrew is nodding that we are giving approval or requesting our membership for each of the sports that has a check mark next to it.
Correct.
Very good.
In part, those check marks used to exist because that was the fee structure. The form hasn't changed, but the fee structure went away.
Thank you, Mr. DeBrew. Is there a motion to approve our renewal of membership?
I move to approve our renewal of membership with the WIAA for the school year 2022-2023.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schwab, a second by Mr. Schreier to approve renewal of the WIAA membership for the 22-23 school year. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 The opposed? The motion passes. Item number 20 this evening is to approve new policies and policy amendment. In your packet this evening, you have a copy of policy 0167.5, use of electronic communications. We'll take these policies individually. In this policy, we are amending the policy to add the red print that says the district shall provide each board member with a school-managed cell phone for the purposes of board-related telephone, text, and email communications. The district's management of the device includes supervision of the electronic records created by the use of this device. This is an amendment to the policy. This is a second reading, so an approval this evening makes this part of our policy book. Is there a motion to approve this amendment?
I move to approve the amendment to policy 0167.5, use of electronic communications.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schreier, a second by Mr. Schwab to approve the amendment to policy 0167.5, use of electronic communications. Are there any questions regarding this policy and its motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
The opposed? The motion passes. Our second policy recommendation this evening is policy 0180. This is a new policy for board member visits to school during the instructional day. It reads, for the record, to assist board members in fulfilling their statutory duties under Wisconsin Statute 120.12 per N2, general supervision of board members shall notify the district administrator of a planned visit to the school during the instructional day and shall be advised if there are any contravening events scheduled for the time of the planned visit. The board member shall sign in and out in the office of the school being visited and shall wear a school identification badge at all times. Are there any questions regarding this new policy?
I'm wondering.
I don't know if you need clarification, but you have a few board members who have children in the school. And there's a difference between visiting your child as part of just being a parent, but also then when you're acting as a board member and your visit as a board member is different. And that's what this policy relates to. And I don't know if we need to add any specific language, but I know there's probably some questions from the board members on that one.
Mr. Schwab, you were going to speak. Does that get to your question?
It does. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. There is a distinct difference. Parents never give up their role as parent advocates for the children of their children and their right to be participate in the school experience. Come to school and have lunch, visit classrooms. But when you come as a board member, you've got a different hat on your head. And it's important that we recognize when you're as a board member and when you're as a parent or any other visitor, board members are different. because they're elected to the office and they have different eyes in the school when they're present. We also have different restrictions statutorily, things we won't talk about with employees, such as job performances. But we are allowed into the school to look at program, listen to program, and gain information that the statute tells us we are supposed to obtain.
What about just a follow-up? Had a second to think here. What about instructional day? Would that include training? Like, for example, the trauma sensitivity training, would we be allowed to attend and observe if requested?
Absolutely. I would welcome, well, I shouldn't speak for the new superintendent, but as acting superintendent, I would welcome board involvement in any PD that you would like to see. But yes, we should know that you're coming in, because when you come in as a board member, everyone's eyes are on you differently than when you come in as a parent, if that makes sense. So just letting everybody know you're going to be there ahead of time is wonderful and it makes people feel better. But yes, I would absolutely encourage you to come and be part of the PD so you see what's going on in the schools.
Thank you.
To your question too, Mr. Schwab, we included instructional day to differentiate from coming to a ball game or coming out to watch a field event or sure. coming to the theater to watch a play or a concert. It's different.
Yep. Thank you.
Any other questions regarding this policy? Mr. Schwab, are you indicating any language changes that you would recommend?
Not at this time.
Okay. It's always up for amendment. We look forward to that. Is there a motion to approve policy 0180?
I move to approve new policy 0180, board member visits to schools during instructional day.
Second.
There's a motion by Mr. Schreier, a second by Mr. Schwab to approve new policy 0180, board member visits to the school during the instructional day. Any questions regarding this policy? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The opposed? The motion passes. Thank you for your questions. Item, the next policy is policy 1100.01, district organizational diagram. As a new policy, it says the district administrator should construct a district organizational flowchart displaying supervisory and reporting relationships among all employees. The diagram should be amended each time there is significant reorganization. We've not had such a diagram in the policy book. We've had it in other relationships that Mrs. Eckhart distributes to us. We appreciate that, but this would be a piece for the policy book. Are there any questions regarding this recommendation? Is there a motion to approve this new policy?
I move to approve new policy 1100.1, district organizational flowchart.
District organizational diagram.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schreier, a second by Mr. Schwab to approve new policy 1100.01, district organizational diagram. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You opposed? Thank you, the motion passes. Item number 21 this evening, we're on the third sheet. Approve general liability, property and liability insurance.
Thank you, just so the board's aware, these are some annual items that we have to get cleaned up and ready to go for our upcoming school year. So I'm gonna turn this over to Arba with the next few recommendations on the agenda. Arba?
Hey, for this, I'll ask you to refer to the email I sent today, which included a summary sheet and some other attachments related to it. For the district insurance, we went to market and received proposals from the Insurance Center, who is our current insurer, and M3, who has been a previous insurer of ours. The coverages were pretty comparable in most areas other than cyber. The Insurance Center cyber limits were primarily $500,000 with additional coverages available to $1 million, up to $1 million available for additional premium. I illustrated on the summary sheet what the differences would be, and I'm asking the board what their preference is as far as the coverage goes between the $500,000 and the $1 million. The insurers indicated that the greatest amount of increased claims were in the area of cyber coverage, specifically in cyber extortion and ransomware. Many schools got hit this past year and a half. And those were their highest claims were, so that's where their biggest jumps in premiums were. Insurance Center had insured us up to $1 million last year, and they dropped it down to $500,000 this year. And their procedure is to include it in their other coverage. So if we increase our coverage up to the $1 million, in the illustration, you'll see where the premium would end up being $124,000 compared to $118,000 from M3. I guess I also wanted to add too that when we talk about insurance ratings like AM Best, Insurance Center uses CIC, which is primarily covers schools and governmental units, and they're covering our liability insurance. And so as part of that is the cyber coverage, where with M3, they have CFC, which is specifically a cyber insurer. So they've got a lot of experience, and it's one of the things I liked about them is they had a service where they monitored our systems and alerted our IT point person if a threat was detected on a regular basis. They didn't offer that as part of the service for Insurance Center. So I guess what I'm asking is, would we prefer the $1 million coverage or the $500,000 coverage in that area? I mean, again, they're never, all the coverages themselves, you know, were not apples to apples because they vary in certain areas, but overall in general, they were pretty comparable other than the cyber area. So does the board prefer the $1 million or the $500,000 in coverage? And I just wanted to also point out that we are in the process of a security assessment here. We have a contract that's been signed and I believe that's currently underway. And we're also getting multi-factor authentication enacted in most of the areas that we need it. And we will act and respond to whatever the assessment is to see that all those things are fixed if they need to be fixed. So,
just a question for clarification. I understand sure. The difference between the $500,000 policy and the $1 million policy was $6,000 difference, $118,000 versus $124,000.
Correct.
No.
No.
Wait a minute. What is?
No, it's $13,000. So that's the $110,000.
Oh, yeah. The total premium, if you have $1 million of coverage, will be $124,000 through Insurance Center versus M3's of $118,000 already includes $1 million of coverage. So if you decide to go without the $1 million coverage and go with the $500,000, we can do it at $110,000.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Schreier, do you have any opinions from our another local organization? Hospitals have undergone some liabilities in cyber attacking. Any guidance for us?
Yeah, what caught my attention was the security information event management system that you were describing, does that cover all of the endpoint devices, everything from phones, desktops, laptops, switches?
I know Mr. Moore is in the audience. I bet he can answer that.
Well, he doesn't know because, yeah, he doesn't know as far as, you know, the insurance quote, what that was. Let's see. They have other risk management tools as well, but it doesn't get specific.
And then 24/7, or is that like a during normal business hours type of alert?
Well, they didn't. Let me look in the proposal and see if they get specific with that. No. It take me too long. I don't know that they actually do get specific with it, Eric, but I'm going to look and see if they do. Okay.
Well, nonetheless, it's certainly something that I would recommend that we look into. It's good to have that 30,000 viewpoint of your entire network and know of any abnormalities, and you're notified quickly. In terms of the dollar amount, I just foresee the ransom costs continue to increase. So I would go with the higher coverage.
Going comparing apple to apple, under the insurance center, it'd be $124,269 for the $1 million cyber coverage, versus the M3 $118,098 for a comparable $1 million coverage. Part of the question I think I'm hearing is, what is different in the infrastructure of each of these organizations, and to what extent do they cover 24/7, as Mr. Schreier is asking, and what end units are being covered? That's a piece that we may not have at our disposal right now. But for this particular issue of our gaining district insurance, we are in agreement. Are we in agreement that we should be going to the 1 million? I see nodding.
Yes.
Is there a motion? Or do we wish to table this until we get more information?
May I ask a question of ARBA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so ARBA, the M3 offers the monitoring. The insurance center does not offer any monitoring at this point?
They did not present that in their proposal, where M3 did.
Okay.
And insurance center did offer $1 million in a couple other areas, but not specifically in ransomware. They came back with a bid that they offered it in, since the papers that I put in here. But it was two other areas that were not, I don't really think, required that much coverage. The place that we really needed it was the ransomware area. Some schools have gotten hit hard with it and tend to be targets because they seem to be soft targets. So we're doing a lot of proactive things to try to mitigate it, but it's still, you know, we still have to continue checking our systems and making sure that we're covered. So I feel that service is definitely beneficial. So
all right, thank you.
I do have one more question. Do we know if the premium will go down if we have the multi-factor authentication in place?
That is an option. I don't know if it's put in place prior to the end of the year. It's possible insurance centers could go down. and include it. But it's not in place. And so unless we have all that done as of the date of their quote, they're not going to do anything different.
Understood. I just know that many times cyber organizations, the insurance, they won't even cover you if you don't have an MFA in place already.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So it sounded like there was agreement amongst board members that a move to a $1 million policy makes sense, but it also appears there's enough open questions about the details that we aren't ready to point to one vendor or the other. Is it possible to move to approve the coverage limit and, I don't know, have a pending decision up to a certain amount of expenditure to allow for those open questions to be answered? Or Elva, do you feel like you have sufficient information to make a recommendation for one company versus the other?
I mean, I like M3 at this point. We've had them in the past. I'm not saying that I like their service. I like their expertise they have at their fingertips. Whenever you have a question, they do their research. They are able to answer your question immediately. And within the 24 hours for sure. Insurance Center has been good, but they're a little slower than that. And I feel like in this particular instance, I like the M3, especially since the CFC coverage is specifically cyber coverage. They're just a specialty insurance compared to the other offering, Insurance Center, that was included under their liability coverage.
When the discussions occur regarding endpoints, I would recommend that Mr. Moore is included in that. He'll be able to.
He has to be. I mean, one of the first things we have to do with the insurance is designate an endpoint person and who their point person contact is. So if they have any issues, they have everything right there for them to, for contact information and whatnot. So, yes.
Arba, we're spending a lot of time talking about cyber. This is an insurance policy with regard to our general liability, property, and liability insurance.
And workers' comp, correct.
And workers' comp. So as I'm reading all of those coverages, which are included by the M3 and the Insurance Center, in its totality, you're liking M3 for this full coverage.
Yes.
Thank you. Is there a motion?
I move to approve general liability, property, liability insurance, and workers' comp as quoted by M3 in the amount of $118,098.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schwab, a second by Mrs. Sauter to approve our general liability, property, and liability insurance and workers' comp as quoted by M3 in the value of $118,098. Are there any other questions regarding this motion and this agenda item? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The opposed? The motion passes. Arba, thank you for detailing with us on this particular insurance piece.
You're welcome.
Item number 22 this evening is to approve the 22-23 contract for diesel fuel.
Okay, I submitted requests for bids for fuel, and the bids we received were from Country Visions and Quality State. Country Visions came in as the low bidder. We do a mix for our fuel, and they came in at a base price lowest rate as well as the blend lowest rate at 4.449 for the base price and 4.99 for the blend for Country Vision. So they're the low bidder, and that's the one I'm looking for a recommendation on.
We've been with Quality State for some time.
We have actually only been with Quality State for a year this time around. I believe we've used them previously. Country Visions we had been with for several years, and then Quality State came in with a low bid last year, so they became our fuel supplier then, and now Country Visions is back as the low bidder again.
Thank you, and we've had good service from either provider?
And we have. I spoke with Rob about it prior to tonight's meeting, and he was fine either way, so...
And these are
quick question. I'm looking at the quote here and it's crossed out manually and it says confirmed through June 13th. Is it a problem that today is the 13th? And
no, because I intend to email them as soon as this meeting's done. So,
and got it.
Contract. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Given prices of fuel, we should lock something in.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion?
I move to approve Country Visions as our contractor for diesel fuel for the 2022-2023 school year.
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Sauter, a second by Mr. Fagundes to approve the quote by Country Visions for providing diesel fuel for the 2022-23 school year. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
The opposed? The motion passes. We will have diesel fuel. Item number 23 this evening is to approve the 22-23 contract for propane.
Okay. I submitted requests for bids on propane for the 22-23 year, and Lakes Gas came in as the low bidder at $179 a gallon. So I'm asking that we approve Lakes Gas as our contracted propane provider for the 22-23 school year. They were the previous provider.
Is there a motion?
I move to approve the 2022-2023 contract for propane as submitted with Lakes Gas.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schwab, a second by Mr. Schreier, to approve the bid by Lakes Gas to provide propane fuel for the 22-23 school year. Are there any questions regarding the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The opposed? The motion passes. Item number 24 this evening is to approve student accident insurance.
Okay, I requested proposals again for student accident insurance. That's an insurance that we've carried for as long as I can remember. Assist families if someone gets hurt on the athletic fields or in some co-curricular activities, or that type of thing. And we have been with First Agency for the last several years, and they came in as a low bidder. They're the same benefits, but First Agency came in slightly lower. Again, it's student assurance services. So I'm asking that we approve the student accident insurance with First Agency for $6,175.
Thank you. Are there any questions regarding our student accident insurance policies and coverage? Arba, is this what is provided for all children, or this is the option that is available for purchase by families?
This is provided to all children. The school funds this.
Yep. That's what I want to make certain we're understanding, that this is what the school is providing
for all children. Just to point out that as far as coverage goes, family insurance is primary on this. If they would use it, there is a $250 deductible, but it's met through the family insurance. If that's paid, it's got a vanishing deductible. This is something that changed over last year. I we used to carry the 250 vanishing deductible, and somewhere I noticed that they had a corridor deductible, and made at least on the last this current proposal, there was a corridor deductible, but it's an integrated deductible, which means that if the 250 is paid for your under your family insurance, it's paid. You don't have to pay another 250 for this.
Thank you, Arba. Is there a motion?
I move to approve the bid by First Agency for accident coverage in the amount of $6,175 for the 1 year period starting August 1st, 2022.
Second.
There's a motion by Mrs. Nordahl, a second by Mr. Schreier, to approve the proposal by First Agency in the value of $6,175 for student accident insurance beginning August 1st, 2022. Is there any question regarding the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The opposed? The motion passes. Mrs. LeClaire, thank you very much for your work on these agenda items. Seeking out these bids is part of the good business that we do, trying to find good coverage, good fuels, good resources for our school. We appreciate your work in bringing those to us this evening. Thanks, Arba.
Welcome.
I'm gonna miss you, Arba. Item number 25 this evening is to set the date and time for summer retreat.
Thank you, Dr. Seifer. Well, you know, the last 2 years, COVID has kind of destroyed our summer and winter retreats. I don't know if all the new board members realize this, but we used to have two retreats a year. And so we're looking to restart those summer retreats. I think it'll be a really good time for you to work with your incoming elementary principal, Lauren Ward, and your new superintendent, as well as Lisa and Jim. Usually for the summer retreats, we focus on the upcoming year. We look at school goal or the school board goals and vision for the future. We look at student learning data, and from all of that, we as a board, you would recommend new priorities that we want to start working towards to make sure that our students are receiving the most exceptional education they can receive. So the summer retreat is a really important retreat, and I think this year more than ever, it's critical given your new leadership structure. And so I would turn it over to the board to discuss when might be a time you'd want to meet. Speaking on behalf of the administrative team, I would say, let's not look at July. That would just be with everyone new coming in. They're going to need time to get together as a team and work towards some priorities for the next year and prepare for the summer retreat. It's a lot of work to prepare for that for the board appropriately. So maybe sometime in early August. That's up to the board, but that's just my recommendation.
Yeah, I'm just glad that my birthday's on a Saturday this year, because 1 year it was on my birthday. So.
Oh, that's not a great way to spend your birthday.
Did you bring cake?
Board members? Or
I don't think he did.
I don't think he brought cake.
I don't either.
Mrs. Nordahl?
Yeah, can you give us a sense of like how long the retreat is and what the...
It's an all-day event and it probably should be longer, but we try to keep it to 1 day.
So it's one full day, typically each day?
One full day, we'll serve you lunch in the afternoon. Yeah, it's about an 8 hour event.
Okay.
It's at the school? It's at school?
Yes.
Okay.
Usually it's at the school, yes.
Okay.
If we're thinking of August,
because it's at the school now, does it mean it needs to always be at the school?
If we're thinking of August, if the board would like, I would send around a calendar and asking each person to look at that. And if we're thinking of August, of picking out times in which you are available for a day's commitment, would that be a fair way for us to gather information find a consensus on date and time.
I think that's a good idea.
Thumbs up. All right. I will do that. Please anticipate that within the next week. I will also be contacting Dr. Stausland to let him know that we're going to hold a retreat and that we are polling the board members, and we'll poll him for available dates. Thank you, Mrs. Van Meer. Item number 26 this evening is to approve payment of bills. These are located in your packet. Is there a motion to approve the payment of bills?
I move to approve payment of bills totaling $121,883.86 as submitted in the board packet.
Second.
Wow. We have a motion by Mr. Schwab, a second by Mr. Helm, to approve the payment of bills, and I did not write fast enough, in the amount of
$121,883.86.
Wonderful.
Sorry if I was
$121,883.86 as posted. Are there any questions regarding this motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You opposed? The motion passes. Item number 27 this evening is to accept donations. Mrs. Van Meer, have we had donations since our last meeting?
We have. We have two donations. The first donation is 50 $50 gift cards to provide to families in need from the Door County Food Pantry Coalition, and this is being given to the school counselors to dispense. And then we also have a $100 donation to the athletic fund from the Ephraim Ovarian Church.
I move to accept donations with thanks.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Schwab, a second by Mr. Burgundis to approve donations with thanks. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. We're very thankful to our generous community for donations to our school. Item number 28 this evening is to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Burgundis, a second by Mrs. Souter to adjourn. We are adjourned. Thank you, board members, this evening for our work on a 28-item agenda. We will work at abbreviating it in our future meetings. Till that time, good evening.
Good evening.
Be well.
Thank you.